Everybody loves the universe. If you can't look past the black holes, the rogue asteroids, the gym teachers, and that paper boy who keeps throwing your magazines into the bushes, it's a simple place most of us can call a happy home. It's a good thing. However, even the obviously non-sentient universe has a sense of irony. You see, the universe is going to end. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not 10 to the 120th power years from now, but it will happen. One of the ways science predicts our inevitable demise is by pissing off God. But that's another story. Instead, another way that science predicts the universe will cease to function is through the heat death of the universe theory. Before you freak out, allow me to explain. The universe, like all things, has to end. In about 10 to the 120th power years, even black holes will start disappearing. The universe itself will reach a state where entropy overtakes energy. Here, allow me to demonstrate by using this pen. You see how when I write, it loses ink? That's like the universe. Here, allow me to demonstrate further by using this grenade. You see, when I pulled the pin and threw it out of the window, it exploded. That's like the universe. Here, allow me to demonstrate still further using this sandwich. You see how when I eat it, it goes away? That's not really relevant, though. I was just hungry. There's no stopping it either. It's a fact of thermodynamics that the universe will run out of energy. The end of the universe won't be dramatic, it will just disintegrate. However, this will mean the end of many of our most prized possessions. For example, it will be the end of our television shows and our cash flow, to name two. Here, however, there are many dozens of important items that will be also be obliterated when the time comes. And 10 to the 120th power years. Oh shit! Oh shit, oh shit, man. I will pay $1 million to whoever can fix this problem. Please hurry! How much time do we have left? No, we're doomed! Hurry, save me! I have a plan. We need to construct a wall. This wall will be 100 feet tall and made of pure titanium. We need to corner off this area here so that no heat escapes. A roof will be constructed to make sure that no heat escapes above us. This operates on the theory that heat is a tricky son of a bitch. We will have heat generators here, here, and here. At the gate, we will post no less than 3 guards to make sure that no heat escapes. There's no way to protect the rest of the universe outside the wall, but that's okay. The wall will be strong enough to withstand even the toughest black hole.
I have a better, manlier plan. Okay, so the universe is about to be kidnapped by heat ninjas or something. Can we find someone who's a bad enough dude to save it? If I know my anime comics, and I do, the guy who's trying to destroy the universe is blonde and pretty. We need to find him and nail his ass to the wall. Anybody crazy enough to take down the universe has got to have a lot of baggage, so we need to be careful. I'm guessing the universe did something to make this guy angry. Something bad. A guy who's gonna take down the universe has got to be pretty badass. I'm guessing he has lots of time and a black hole machine. He's probably got all sorts of gremlins and shit that do his dirty work for him. They're equipped with, like, entropy guns. Guns that make heat disintegrate. I bet he lives in some huge entropy fortress or something. All we need to do is find somebody with a crazy grudge against the universe who lives in a castle. The rest will be up to me. I bet he's hiding somewhere where there's a massive black hole. It'll be up to me to jump inside and kill him at the last second. We gotta stop the fucker before this gets out of hand.
I will have an even better plan. Oh, don't you guys worry. I already figured out exactly what to do. Well, it's kind of hard to explain. In fact, it's almost impossible to explain without visual cues.
and bagel bites. If anyone wants to make those for me.
No. Well, then I guess I'll make my own visual cues, but it may take a little while. You know how it is. Besides, I just don't wanna. I mean, I want to, but I'm just so tired lately. I think I'm already feeling the effects of all that dissipating energy. You guys gotta get started doing those visual cues for me. The clock is ticking and the fate of the universe is in your hands. Also, before I make those visual cues, someone is gonna have to make up a plan for me. I know I may seem unreasonable, but I know that if someone makes up the plan, creates the visual cues, gives a stirring presentation, and saves the universe, I just know I could do the rest. Now I'm off to have a nap.
I have a plan, just crazy enough to work. Well, I think it's obvious who's stealing our heat. The aliens. There's only one way to take care of aliens that I'm aware of. We need to sacrifice someone in order to appease their inhuman alien appetites. We need to do it on the hottest day of the year to symbolize their love of heat. And we need to do it in the middle of the desert, all in loincloths. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but we need to put aside our stereotyping of disturbed people to put this plan in perspective. The aliens won't know what hit him if you listen to me. If you listen to Mr. Big Bridges over here with his plan for Big Wall, the aliens will kill us all before we even have a chance. Also, I'm a Vietnam vet. Could you spare some change?
I'll be having a humding of a plan. Now, I was just listening to that scientist fella talk about the extinction of energy in the known universe, and I was thinking, isn't this just like a big tornado? This is exactly like a big tornado, according to Ma and Sam and Joe, except in coming in 10 to the 120th power years or so. You know that Gnarla and Gnarla did the last time a tornado come through these pots? They closed the shutters and sent their kids inside. Yeah, they lost the mobile, but they still got that disabled car sitting on cinder blocks in the front yard. That's how I see it. At the end of the universe, we'll still have that old metaphorical-like car sitting in the front yard as a backup plan in case sending the kids inside doesn't stop the rundown of the universe to a state of no thermodynamic energy to sustain motion or life. You know the name of that car on the front lawn? It's Jesus. It was Jesus all along.
I've got a plan, but none of you will listen to it. I hate how you all judge me. Maybe if we just, like, talked to the heat, you know, and we told it our feelings, and it told us its feelings, and we could all cry for a while and then be together in loneliness and sort things out. Then we'd all be, happy and stuff, right? I mean, I bet if we could understand our differences with the heat, and then we could all, like, totally get down to the mall and hang out and maybe buy that new Fall Out Boy CD and the cool belt of Hot Topic. Then we could, like, understand each other. And, oh, and if we all keep eating meat, then there would be, like, less heat, too. That's why I'm totally vegan, you know. I just want to, like, make a difference, you know. I just wish my parents, like, understood me, like, better. They totally don't. Sometimes at night I cry.
Guys? You do know that this won't happen for 10 to the 120th power years, right? That's a 1 followed by 120 zeros. There won't even be an Earth by that time. You and all of your descendants will all be long dead. In fact, this doesn't affect any of you in any way at all. Other than perhaps having to study this in physics class. Plus, the law of thermodynamics and infinity of the universe made this literally inevitable. It will almost certainly happen. So why not just live your life and not worry about any of this silly heat death business? Go to hell, Mr. Scientist, with your flipping degrees. You need to shut your mouth. I don't care how many zeros are in your paycheck, Mr. Man. You and the liberals in Washington don't understand the seriousness of this whole fucking thing. What about reincarnation and all that shit? You can go back to freaking San Francisco and smoke pot and reflect on how we don't have any problems, or you can help us now. Okay, I'm calm, damn it. Here's the strategy, guys. Lean in. One, I really like the wall idea. Architect dude, I'll give you $1 million to build a wall around my mansion that will last a bazillion years. Two, gruff military guy, I want you to shoot as many of those terrorists or whatever you were talking about as you can. Three, lazy guy, I want you to go out there and do all you can to make sure people don't use heat to do things. Make everyone lazy. Four, crazy guy, I want you to be the vice president in charge of heat affairs. Five, redneck, I want you to pray. Pray like you're under attack by either that crazy guy or the military dude. Six, emo kid, I want you to take heat to the mall and talk about your feelings because I can relate. We don't have much time. Let's just all thank God that everyone in the world isn't like that self-proclaimed rational person. Now get out there and spread the word of panic. Come back here when heat isn't dead.